You have seen that wall, haven't you? What do you mean, what wall? The very big wall straight ahead. I don't care if it's crumbling, it's solid enough. Shieldcrater! You scoundrel! Pulled up at the very last whisker. I told you she was a rebel, didn't I? She just did that to put the squidgy-widgies up me. And it worked. What's that? Yeah, the squidgy-widgies, you know. A bit of a fright. Gives you a crinkled winkle. That wall, the one we almost careened straight into, has its own name. It's called Spite. And it was made by the Bow. Remember them? Those elves from the Amber City, what was shooting at us earlier. Let's get a better look. Bring us round a bit. See the walkway? And the little forts? Ah, imagine being a Bow guard and marching up and down up there all day. Wouldn't you be knackered? It stretches right across Akiga, you know. Goes right through the swamp and all the way up to the north coast. The Bow love their walls. Built several, they did. Most of them are just rubbly lines now. What I never figured out was, were they building them to keep people in or keep them out? No one seems very clear about it. What I do know is, just like every story, there's two sides to every wall. And I tell you what, this wall looks a lot less higgled and piggled from the western side, don't it? Wanna know why? Well, they're in shadow, but if you squint a bit, you'll see something. Spotted them? Those people up on the ladders, with their buckets and pulleys and chisels. Fixing the wall they are, from dawn till dusk. You'd think it was their wall, wouldn't you? It isn't. I don't know why they've taken on the job. They're clearly not enjoying it. These are the Riak. You know them from their hairless heads, bushy eyebrows, and round, mousy ears. Look at that one. Ain't he got a face like a toad that's been left out in the sun? He must have found himself in the wrong trade. What a sorrowful fate. It's a punishment back in the swamp. Back home, them's that love doing a thing are the ones that do it, see? If there's no one around who loves building, well, you just make do, don't you? And maybe your house falls down. But no one spends their day with a face like that. The horizon is smoky blue and gold, look. Those are trees in the distance and lots of them. The bright forest. One of the treasures of Akiga. From a distance, the trees could be a bed of reeds. Up and up and up they go, golden and sighing. It's said those thin, straight trunks reach for the moon, and the canopy forms only where the moonlight is close. That's when they'll send out their singing branches, home to many of the most ancient creatures of Meraki, and some of the strongest, purest magic too. That's where the great canopy turtles make their home, along with many other beings of blood, sap and spore. The Snurwin and the Hemelkin. It's not unlike the swamp in some ways, ancient and elemental. But instead of murk and mud, it's a bright and dappled place. And half the time the trees grow sideways in the swamp, not straight up. And it's not half as muddy. Oh, and when the fairies bite you, it doesn't bring you out in bumplings. Ugh. So, in many ways, it's not like the swamp at all, is it? It's just, what I'm trying to say is, not all things are in the look. It's in the thinginess of them, you know? Oh, nah, don't let me. Shieldcrater, take us in, and I'll show you what I mean. You can make up your own minds. What's that? Ah, she says she can't take us because her folks will ground her and roll her on her back. That sounds a bit harsh. Ah, alright, yeah. Well, I'm staying out of it then. Shame though. I guess we'll just have to visit it another time. Come back in a month and see if this one needs rolling back over. Here, do you feel that prickling on the back of your neck? Like you've got a new mushroom coming through? That's a signal, that is. The above and beyond is calling us back. There's no arguing with the above and beyond. Take us up, shield crater. No storms in these clouds. They're blushing pink and orange look. Wyverns all fast asleep. We're getting the last of the sun. We've covered a lot of ground, all told. Still, there's so much more we could see. I haven't got to show you the orcs' marvellous airships, the bustle of the bird docks, or the excitement of Port Pang. Nothing of the island of Kadrik with its kobolds and dragon country. And of course, the muddiest jewel in Meraki's crown, my homeland. The glorious swamp. I'd love to take you there, introduce you to Old Nan and Elder John Boy, took into a steaming bowl of Hooty Grooty. Oh, it's good stuff, is Hooty Grooty. It's like a stew, but like nothing you've ever had before, I bet. Put it this way, it don't just steam because it's hot. Ah, good times. Here, why don't we do this again? What do you say? Next time you sneak away, shield crater, come and get us from the above and beyond. Pick up where we left off. That's true. She says it's up to the above and beyond, really. You can't stick pins in its ways. And maybe Meraki has its own stories that it wants to tell. Who knows if we are in them. But the above and beyond likes us, I think. And we're in coherence too, so if you ever wanted to, you'll be able to find me again. And I, you. Just might take a bit of looking. Through the clouds and back into the inky blue. Strange to think there's so much going on below us. It feels more like we're being lifted now. Ready for the whoosh of stars again, eh? Here they come. Sprinkled everywhere, rinsing us off, it feels like. I think some of these are your stars, and some are mine, maybe. All dancing together in the above and beyond. Beautiful. It has been a fine adventure sharing this tale with you, and a true pleasure to show you some of the wonders of Meraki. I've never seen some of them before myself, and I bet I won't remember them when I wake up. But somehow, that seems all as it should be. I do promise, though, I will remember you. Ha ha ha, yeah. And you too, gal. How could I forget you? Let's look out for each other in the tales and trials ahead, yeah? Well met, travellers. Until next time we meet. Laters.